637.
Into the second hour of the program, you can bring up anything that you would like at 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You can also join us on Skype. Maybe you'd prefer to use Skype to call us. You can do that. Username there, lrn.fm. Send us a request first. It will be approved. And once you're approved and on our contacts list, it's easy to call in on Skype. Username there again, lrn.fm. With you in studio, it is Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Also, it is April Fool's Day, and we have been asking you if you wanted to share the best pranks that you saw today, whether or not you necessarily were fooled by them. Although, if you were fooled by one, that's certainly an interesting story, if you want to tell that. Folks on the Free Talk Live Facebook have been responding to the question, what April Fool's prank got you today? And also, what was the best one you saw, whether or not you were fooled? Vance Gatlin II says the GD Batman page admin says he's deleting it because he became a Christian and is now the godly Batman as opposed to the GD Batman and Bible-themed memes. People left in droves, meaning that they bought it. So
I guess he probably won't be making that prank again.
This one, I don't really know what she's referring to. Maybe one of you two have heard something about this. Mandy Dahl says, little town in northern Minnesota announced that they were making the bars in town media free. The Huffington Post bit and ran the story. Ha!
I hadn't heard that, but...
I'm not sure what that means. Making the bars media-free.
No television,
no TVs?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Oh, that's interesting. I feel like nobody would go to a bar that was media-free. Isn't that kind of one of the main events at a bar?
People like
to watch football games?
I think that's why
it's
a good crank, right? Because, you know, it would outrage a lot of bar patrons. Like, what? You're taking away our football? From the bar, because you always have that television in the background that's constantly going.
It's more than football. Like people, election night is apparently one of the biggest nights at the bar, like ever.
Yeah.
Mike said that he worked. My friend said that he worked here at a local bar on election night as like just picking up glasses, and then he made like $400 in tips.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Somebody else says, Nicholas Kirkpatrick says, someone went on CNBC today to mention that bitcoins can be copied. That's funny. Either that or he's an a-hole. Because bitcoins are cryptographically secure and pretty much uncrackable.
Yeah.
So,
but I'd like to point out bitcoins hit over 100 today, so I don't think it really was a problem.
Thank you for pointing that out. That was a pretty epic pronouncement today, as Bitcoin not only went to 100, but crashed through it, going all the way up to 106.
That's right.
As the high today. And the Litecoin, which is the competitor to the Bitcoin.
I don't even know if it's a competitor as much as it is sort of a
wannabe.
Yeah, you know, variant.
It broke the dollar barrier today, so it's, I think, the first cryptocurrency besides Bitcoin to become more valuable than the currencies in the rest of the world, all the government currencies. It ended up, I think it was like at $1.80 actually earlier. So, you know, I decided, I took your lead on that one, Mark, and I decided to buy a few of them. I probably bought at way too high a price because like 2 weeks ago they were 30 cents each. But you never know, right?
If they do anything like what Bitcoin did, then they've got a long way to go.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Some are saying that the Litecoin will be the silver to Bitcoin's gold.
Some are saying that Litecoin will be the gold to Bitcoin's silver.
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
So, you know, 855-453 allows you to jump in here. But, Julia, you've got the top 10 pranks, at least according to The Mirror.
Yes, mirror.co.uk.
The Daily Mirror, I think, is what that's called.
Mirror News, it says.
Okay.
So, I actually haven't read these, but according to, I figured I would be as surprised as you were. And so, it is the top 10 pranks of all time. April Fool's Day is a holiday where people play pranks on each other all across the world, and this has been celebrated since Roman times. While you might, I don't wonder if that's true or if that's April Fool's. I had trouble writing show prep today because I wasn't sure if anything was real.
I agree. I'm with you.
While you might be switching the salt and the sugar or putting the plastic spider in someone's tea, that's horrible.
I don't think any of these jokes. No. I generally don't find these things funny. I'm sorry.
There have been some truly incredible pranks that have fooled the entire world. Here are our top 10 favorite April Fool's Day pranks. See if you can beat these.
Orson Welles, War of the World.
It has to be on there, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Number 10. In 1980, the BBC reported that Big Ben, in order to keep up with the times, was going to be given a digital readout. The announcement shocked listeners.
Hang on a second. I just realized War of the Worlds, I don't think, happened on April 1st, so I guess it wouldn't qualify.
I'm thinking it didn't.
Yeah.
I assume that Halloween? You knew that if you said it.
Wasn't that Halloween, War of the Worlds?
I don't have any idea when it happened.
All right. Anyway, so these are only pranks that happened on April 1st.
Yes.
Okay.
These are April Fool's jokes. They were specifically played as April Fool's jokes. So, Big Ben, digital readout. The announcement shocked listeners who protested the change.
I bet they did.
The BBC Japanese service also announced the clock hands would be sold to the first four listeners to contact them. One Japanese seaman in the mid-Atlantic immediately radioed in a bid.
I just wonder, you know, why do analog clocks continue on? I mean, what makes them stick the way they have?
People like things that are old?
I don't know.
Things the way they've always been?
I'll give you
I don't like Windows 8. You know, some people do, but I don't like it. It's not like the old Windows.
That's what you're used to. That much is true. But anybody can get used to a digital watch.
Sure.
I mean, there's a learning curve to a digital watch.
You could argue that the analog arms are more elegant.
That's. I think that the only argument is it looks better.
I kind of like the old clocks. Like, I like the symmetry of it and sort of the aesthetic. It's like a 12-piece pie.
And the precision
of the
sweep
that.
Hand. No, who the hell likes
that? I like that. I'm being
there is
dead
no precision
serious.
To the sweep hand.
Not that, but I like the aesthetic of the clock better. I like the symmetry. I don't know.
There are
some
nice-looking
clocks out there, though.
I hear you. I got it. I understand. It you know, it's pretty.
The Dick Tracy watches are coming, by the way. I don't know if you've seen this now. Of course, you've got smartphones, which are getting humongous.
They're a little late. Like, watches have become so passé at this point.
Yeah.
How many people wear a watch?
I wonder about it, right? And like, you know, is this going to bring back watches? Because the thing you don't get with a cell phone is a wearability factor, necessarily, unless you buy some kind of special arm strap. For it or whatever.
And that looks cool.
It's not really built for that purpose.
If you're running it, okay.
I know. I was just kidding.
It's not really, you know, phones aren't really built with that purpose in mind. But how much can you really do on a little watch? And then are they going to end up with these humongous watch screens? Mm-hmm. Are we going to have a 4-inch watch screen at that point? I don't know really.
What do they call that, a bracer?
Yeah.
You could just have a touch
a
bracer. I think a gauntlet includes the gun, the glove.
Your glove.
The
yeah.
bracer is the thing that goes on your wrist,
yeah,
usually
right.
made of leather in order to stop a sword or a knife strike.
Right. So, but these are coming. Like, Samsung's got essentially a smart watch, the Dick Tracy watch, where you could do a video conference with somebody on your watch. So here we are. It's 100 years later, right? And we finally...
I want the glasses.
Technology's there.
I mean, you know, the Google goggles make a heck of a lot more sense to me, or the glass, or whatever they're called, mm-hmm. make a heck of a lot more sense to me. You know, you put on the glasses...
With a heads-up display?
With a little heads-up display where you're looking and that kind of thing, and it can talk into your... It can hear you because it's close to your mouth. You can,
yeah.
Obviously, it's right in your ear. That makes a lot more sense to me than putting something on your arm. To me,
it may not go anywhere, but I just wanted to, since we were talking about clocks, I thought it was relevant to bring up that little development.
I suggest that probably only people in the medical field that have to take pulses are the only ones that keep watches at this point.
Or the runners with like the Garmin watchers or whatever.
There's
the little things that
you
track.
Bought a watch recently. You bought a blue watch.
Yeah,
at Target.
But it's for decoration.
It's a fashion statement. At this point,
okay.
You know, like, I don't know what the statement is, but it's, you know, a watch is now now embellishment as opposed to, it's an ornamentation as opposed to a utilitarian device.
Yeah, mine doesn't even work. Mine doesn't even work. I just bought it for decoration and it happened to not work and I still wear it.
855, 450 free. We still got 9 more of these pranks to go through here. The April Fool's Day pranks. 855. for 50 free. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. Tell us your favorite or bring up anything you want.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Tonight, 855-450-FREE. You take control. Bring us anything you would like. 855-453 is the number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there, including a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can access our mobile site and all the live streams that we have linked there. m.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. It's free. That's m.freetalklive.com.
This is a podcast I listen to, and I think I find it very edifying, especially if, you know, I'm feeling a little down or whatever. Verbalsurgery.com is a great podcast to listen to, and it buoys your mood. Go take a listen. My friend Tim Cummins, who does the podcast, has a way of sort of getting inside your head and doing a little neuro-linguistic programming. I think you'll enjoy it. Listen to one, and just listen to it all the way through. See how you feel at the end. It's verbalsurgery.com.
More coming up with the top 10 pranks on April Fool's Day, according to the Mirror in the UK. Julia has that list. We'll continue it in moments, but Blake is on the line first, listening in Montana to LRN.FM. Hey, Blake.
Hey, Blake. How's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to know if you guys have heard anything about this DefCAD.org seizure, the 3D printing gun website.
Yes, we opened up the show with that news tonight. You're talking about the Distributed Defense website, which is Distributed Defense. So there's two versions. The one you just gave, DefCAD.org, I think it is, what, a DEFCAD?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and then also DefenseDistributed.com. Yeah, that is a prank. That is an April Fool's Day hoax. And how do you feel about that one? Because we were talking about at the beginning of the show. I'm kind of upset by it because I feel like, you know, it gets people really worried about somebody's well-being, and I think that's kind of a scary prank to pull.
Yeah, I think, like, today with the tyranny today, it was totally believable. So I think it was pretty irresponsible to do that, in my opinion. So
it certainly got them some extra, you know, notoriety. There were a lot of posts about this online today. So if they were seeking some, you know, some free publicity, they certainly got it. I just don't know if it's going to generate the best of feelings for people that see this.
Yeah, I disagree with that. But I just want to say before you cut me off, congratulations on being the freest state in America from the George Mason University study. It's pretty cool.
Wait, George Mason? I thought
that's Mercatus Center. Actually, New Hampshire slipped down to the fourth ranking. They had the best sort of mix of freedoms between the civil freedoms and financial freedoms, but that some of the states like South Dakota, I think, I'm not remembering exactly.
South and North Dakota, I think.
Dakota, and was it Indiana?
I don't recall the other one.
The tax situation there was. The tax situation there was better, so they was able to offset and make their overall score higher. So New Hampshire was rated one, first, second, and this time fourth.
So thanks for that.
Well, anyway, way better than 29th up here in Montana. So
yeah, I heard you. Wow, Montana only made 29th.
That's surprising to me.
Thanks for the call.
It has sort of feel like it's a free place to it, you know? Big
well,
sky
it's
country.
Surrounded by Idaho and Wyoming, so it seems like that area is just
and
a little more
North
open to...
North and South Dakota, too.
So that's... I wouldn't have expected
a lot
that.
Of Californians move there, though. So
that's a good point.
They have the same problem that New Hampshire has, is they've got the nanny staters moving in.
You know, it's worth pointing out here again that this is just one study, and one of the guys who puts the study together is Jason Sorens, who is the founder of the Free State Project, and we interviewed him about this a few days ago. You can see that interview. Oh, God, did I ever post that interview? I don't think I did. I might have to look into that. Anyway,
his projection was that New Hampshire will be in first place again the next time around.
Well, right. I mean, we're barely getting the ball rolling here as part of the Free State Project. There are only 5% of the movers that we intend to have. I mean, we would like to have 20,000 liberty-minded people move here and get active. We've only had about 1,000 people here in the Free State here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So we've got a ways to go. Got a ways to go. In fact, Carla, the president of the Free State Project, posted on their Facebook today that apparently there are only 12 signers away from 14,000. So if you've been sitting on the fence, more people are coming on board with this thing. And if you love the ideas of liberty, there's only one place to be. And Wayne, I think, would agree. Wayne in New Hampshire would. That's why I said 12.
Okay.
I think Wayne would agree. You are an early mover for the Free State Project. You were here before we were, Wayne.
Yes, I was.
Welcome on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind today?
Thanks, guys. Hey, I woke up this morning and I saw the calendar, you know, and I thought, wow, I am a fool. I know that. And then I thought, wow, Mark and Ian are also fools for having me on the show for 5 years, so I thought I'd call in tonight.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Wayne.
It's Fool's Day, after all.
Yeah, and then, you know, I've been working on some other stuff since I haven't been on the show that much, and one of the things was I've been dying to do some music for a long time.
Oh, cool.
So I found three other fools to join me in the studio and join my band. We're called Wayne and the Rat Terrorists, and we're in the studio right now, actually.
Oh, cool.
And we wanted to give you a real quick clip of what we're all about.
All right?
You ready?
Sure how this is going to go.
Sounds like Wayne has a copy of GarageBand. Go ahead.
We're ready when you are, Wayne.
Oh! Oh!
They are the Rat Terrorists. Oh, he's getting the dogs to howl with him.
I think we need to get Wayne out of the house a little bit more. All right, thanks
That's
for the call.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Cut. That was Wayne and the Rat Terrorists.
That is funny.
And that's Amari the Black Lab on baritone. And we've got Charlie on tenor and Gidget on soprano.
Very cute, Wayne. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More pranks, Julia, from
I'm not sure if this is a dog trick or a people trick.
In the UK.
Yes, this is number 9. In 2007, images of an 8-inch mummified creature resembling a fairy were posted on the website of the Lebanon Circle Magic Company. The site explained how the creature had been found by a man walking his dog along an old Roman road in rural Derbyshire. By April 1st, the Lebanon Circle website had received tens of thousands of visitors and hundreds of emails. But at the end of April 1st, Dan Baines, the owner of the site, confessed that the fairy was a hoax. He had used his skills as a magician's prop maker to create the creature. Baines later reported that even after his confession, he continued to receive numerous emails from people who refused to accept that the fairy wasn't real.
Wow.
A fairy, really?
Yeah.
Too much Peter Pan as a child.
I believe I did see this this picture for the images of the mummified fairy.
She's a little creepy looking.
Yeah,
for some reason, I associate fairies with females.
Yeah.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah, somebody took some leaves and stuck it on the back.
Number 8. A barge towing a giant iceberg appeared in Sydney Harbor in April of 1978. Dick Smith, a local adventurer and millionaire businessman, had been loudly promoting his scheme to tow an iceberg from Antarctica, saying that he was going to carve the berg into small ice cubes, which he would sell to the public for 10 cents each. These cubes, fresh from the pure waters of Antarctica, were promised to improve the flavor of any drink they cooled. Local radio stations provided blow-by-blow coverage of the scene, but when it started to rain, the firefighting foam and shaving cream the berg was really made out of washed away.
Aww. Oh, 855, 453, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. More pranks, and especially yours, if you want to share them with us. What did you experience today that actually tricked you? It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can also connect with us on Skype. The username there is lrn.fm. That's, once again, lrn.fm on Skype. And in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We got more of the pranks, the best pranks, according to the Mirror in the UK. We'll share those with you. We'll continue with your phone calls here in moments. 855-450-FREE, that number brought to you by SACL CAI.
We talk about Bitcoins a lot on Free Talk Live, and the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins is BitInstant.com. BitInstant.com makes it possible for you all around the world to deposit money in more than a million different locations and get Bitcoins sent to your wallet. Wherever you want it sent, they have several, many different options. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, tell them how you want to fund your account. There's many options. And tell them where the account you want funded is. There's many options. Then, go make the deposit. It's that easy. BitInstant.com.
Back to the phones and your thoughts. We go to Dennis, listening in Michigan via the TuneIn app. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, I want to know about your bump music, I guess you call it. Do you have a list of the songs you use?
There's no list of the actual song titles or tracks.
I thought you put that on the BBS.
There is a list of the bands that that we use. You can go to the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com and search for Music Beds. Search the BBS for Music Beds, and you'll come up with at least a partial list of the bands that we use. You'll have to kind of figure out on your own which albums they're from.
All right. And then also, Mark, when he was in prison, is that when he became a liberty-minded person?
I don't know how to answer that precisely. So when I was in prison, I did some reading, like, you know, lots of people with spare time do. And I sort of went from, in high school, I would have called myself maybe, you know, an atheist and an anarcho-commie, right? And I went to prison, and I'm like, whoa. Whatever this anarchy thing is not going to work. You know, I met a bunch of people that clearly are not going to fit the bill. And right. So I began reading things. I listened to Rush Limbaugh. I tended to agree with him on a lot of things. So he got me with the small government thing. And then I started reading a magazine called Imprimis from Hillsdale College.
Yeah.
Heritage Foundation, I think, puts it out. And they made a lot of libertarian sort of arguments there. But I don't think that most of those arguments really struck home until I was actually on Free Talk Live and confronted by, you know, people bringing logic onto the show and defeating sort of these statist arguments that I had up to that point.
Gotcha. Okay. And then, Ian, you talk about not paying taxes. And you said you haven't done that for about 10 years. I guess that's kind of a touchy subject, but can be. I don't know how far you want to go out and say how you go about doing that.
You just don't pay. I don't fill out their forms. I don't fill out their, you know, I guess I have filled out some of their forms because there's some customers of ours that need us to fill out some sort of form, a W-2-9, I think.
W-9.
So there has been some form filling out, but I've never actually filled out the tax return thing in the last 9 years, basically. So I haven't filed the 1040 or whatever it's called.
Right. Is you talking just federal or both state and federal?
Well, I live in New Hampshire, and before that I lived in Florida, so I've lived my whole life in states where there are no state income taxes, so gotcha. I don't have to deal with that. But I do, at this time, pay New Hampshire property tax because I feel like they're a gang that is a lot closer and a lot more dangerous to me than the federal government gang. You know, they would take a bit more interest in someone not paying property tax than, say, the feds might have.
Right, millions of people don't pay income tax.
Right.
Tens of millions of people don't.
Tens,
so,
right.
So I just, right. My position is I don't consent to their system. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want their benefits. I don't want their handouts. I don't want their services.
And
I don't want to pay for their killing.
Right.
I don't
the state government doesn't send around remote control airplanes around the world just dropping them on families' houses.
True, but they still hurt peaceful people, and I don't appreciate that either.
Sure.
I dislike the federal government a lot more than the local government guys, so that's where I figured I would start. And I don't know how much money that saved me over the years. I mean, I'm sure had I done taxes for many of those years, I would have gotten refunds and things like that, but I just don't feel like I'm obligated to. I'm not going to be their
slave. I don't
know
if you would get a refund. You would have to pay because you're not having it taken out of your paycheck.
The earned income tax credit, as I understand, is basically welfare. That you get,
not eligible.
I don't know eligibility. I do not give tax advice. I am not a lawyer. But I don't know, and I don't know the specifics. But as I understand, some people get free money from the government through their income tax return.
I get free money from the government through my income tax return.
Then why are you eligible?
I'm not eligible for that credit. I am in school, and they just give you way too much money for that.
Okay.
So did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did awesome, and you guys keep it up, man. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate the call tonight, Dennis, at 855-450-FREE. I just don't really feel
that was
feel
a federal prosecutor collecting information.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm really not concerned about it. If I were concerned, I would go ahead and do what they told me to do.
I know you're not concerned.
And actually, they haven't told me anything ever. They've never
contacted you.
A single letter. And
imagine the kind of hyperventilation fit I'm going to have the day they contact Ian. It's not going to bother him, but...
Well, you know, I mean, it does bother me. I don't like the idea of going to prison. I mean, that's not something that I want to do. But I feel like I can't get on the radio and say, hey, don't pay taxes, and then... pay taxes. That would be make me a hypocrite.
It's the only solution that you've been able to, you know, one of the few solutions you've been able to come up with this problem. I mean,
the federal government, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, what does one do? If you don't like what the federal government does, please call in and tell us a better solution and how to sort of protest what it is that they do.
I'm not
so,
willing.
I agree that that is the best solution that I can personally think of, but there are some of us that don't really currently have a choice.
I hear you. I'm not saying that this is not intended to be an indictment. I pay, up to this point, have filed my returns and that sort of thing. I respect Ian's bravery on the subject, and
Some people might say it's not bravery, but it's stupidity. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't feel scared about doing that at all. I just don't have the option. You know what I mean? If you work for somebody else,
you feel scared. I mean, because a lot of people are scared.
If you work for somebody else, then they take it out for you. And I think there are some situations when you work for smaller companies or something where you can get away with, like, illegally filing for exempt, basically.
Mm-hmm. Or you could maybe switch to a contractor status and get them to give you all the money. And
right.
Then say but that you'll
if
take
you
care
work
of it.
For a large company, they're just afraid of, like, them coming in. So they check that over and make sure. I mean, there are people. I worked in payroll for the company I work for now for a while. And there are people that's their job is to look through the W-2s and make sure that they're okay.
I think that's one of the biggest problems is how obedient business people are. If business people would stand up for freedom, I think it would be a really powerful
message.
Well,
they have a lot to lose.
I understand. And that's why we are the way we are, right? Because people who have things to lose aren't willing to put anything on the line. They don't care about freedom. They just want to run their business. And they only care about freedom when some regulation comes in that threatens their business. Then all of a sudden, freedom matters now because the government's coming in with some new rule or set of rules that they're going to force down our throat. But sorry, buddy, it's too late. You didn't stand up for anybody else's freedom. So why would you expect anybody to stand up for yours, Mr. Business Owner who's waited until now to do anything?
I think that there are situations where a business owner would maybe be unprincipled in that if they believed in freedom, they're not acting on it in that way. But I think that the majority of people might not necessarily agree with you doing that, and the business just really wants to have as many customers as possible. So if they agree that it's more popular to not come out in support of these things, that's what they do. I mean, it's unprincipled for sure, but I don't know.
Well, the government, it was sort of from a philosophical standpoint, if one believes that the creator endowed you with your rights, then the creator of corporations endowed them with their rights and controls them. So the government, since it creates corporations, has the control over these businesses. They have submitted themselves to the government. The people have submitted themselves to the government by working for or incorporating.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I don't blame any individual for taking the path of least resistance, but if that same person is complaining at some point about how they're less free or that their business is being controlled, then they're part of the problem. 855-450-FREE. So you do what's right for you, but in the long run, it could hurt us all.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. coating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can send us some Bitcoin if you'd like. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Bitcoin address there. And that will be the Bitcoin tip jar. So you can tip us whatever you feel is appropriate. And learn more about the Bitcoin as well. It's a decentralized currency that is taking off in a huge way, crossing 100 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin value today. And crossing actually 105 a little bit later, like an hour later, it was up to 105. It kind of dipped down a little bit, and it stayed solidly, I think, over $100 most of the afternoon today. So it's the most valuable currency in the world, and then some. And it's really effective at transferring money internationally, almost instantaneously, to anybody in the world who has access to the internet. It's an incredible, secure, decentralized money system that is not created by a government or a corporation. It's an open source project, and I love it.
Yeah, and by the way, BitcoinStore.com is a great place to spend your Bitcoins because it is a currency.
And you can buy real things.
That's right, consumer electronics there. And they had a goal of $850,000 in sales by March the 31st, and I'll take complete credit for Free Talk Live where they reached their goal. And they've got another goal. So the purpose of BitcoinStore.com, they're taking, it's a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. So obviously they're not in it for the money if it's a 0% markup.
No, this is principle.
Yeah, it's ideology. The belief that Bitcoin is an important currency.
And our listeners like that stuff.
Yeah, indeed they do.
A lot of them do.
So support Bitcoin Store by when
they sell watches, Mark, at Bitcoin Store.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Cool. There you go.
And it's not just electronics, by the way. I mean, I realize that's what you always mention that, but I mean, they've got toolkits in here, tools. It is a lot of electronic stuff for sure, but there's some other items that you can purchase here. Home theater, of course, that's also electronics. I guess tools. Most electronics and tools you can get that here.
And parts. Lots of sort of electronic parts and that kind of thing. And
operating systems.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So anyway, bitcoinstore.com. By the way, for a joke, April Fool's joke, a friend of mine posted, as their status update on Facebook is went from a being single to in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But not that they didn't change their status, the relationship status. They actually did that as a status update. They just put it in there to see if anybody
just to tweak
it.
People out.
Yeah, just kind of.
So we are talking about the great, the 10 greatest according to the Mirror in the UK.
Hold on. Before you go on, I commented that Mark Edge went from being bored to incredulous.
Bitcoin pranks, excuse me, Bitcoin pranks. We're going to talk about the other pranks, the supposed top 10 according to the Mirror. But Drew's on the line in Texas, and he's listening via LRN.FM. Hey, Drew.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Drew?
No, I mean, I wish I had something better for you guys, but really I was just calling in to give you guys some props. I'm kind of a new listener, a first-time caller, and started listening, I think, last October. And when I started listening, I was just kind of a libertarian-leaning person. I mm-hmm. wasn't really, like, an anarcho-capitalist at all, but, you know, I fought tooth and nail against the idea of a stateless society, but, you know, slowly but surely, after, you know, listening to you guys for a while, you really turned me over, and now I would consider myself a anarcho-capitalist or a volunteerist or whatever. So, really,
I think the term anarcho-capitalist is two of the worst words brought together to form one of the worst possible words.
Can you toss in the word pedophile into that some way to really just kind of wrap it all up in a bow?
Well, yeah,
I don't think it doesn't describe the philosophy in any way. You know, capitalism is a theory on money that isn't inclusive, isn't necessarily inclusive of the free market. And anarchism is the idea that one can have no rulers when one must rule oneself. So it's grammatically incorrect, plus the fact that it brings on the idea of terrorism.
Right. Well, no, yeah, I get you. With the words come with a lot of negative.
A lot of baggage to both of those words.
Yeah, but, I mean, ultimately, I don't believe in the legitimacy of the state anymore, and I wanted to credit you guys with that. So
great, man. When are you leaving Texas and moving to New Hampshire?
As soon as I can. Right now I'm working on college, so it'll be a while.
So, how many more years do you have remaining?
Two more. So after that, I'll be free.
Great. And have you signed up for the Free State Project?
I have not yet.
Oh, well, if you're planning, I mean, just to put this out there, if you're planning on moving to New Hampshire, if you like the idea of thousands of liberty-minded people being together in the same place, and you can see that as something that you want to do in the future, then go tonight to freestateproject.org and sign up for the Free State Project. The plan for the Free State Project is that once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants, it's only approaching 14,000, so we still got a little bit of a ways to go, but once it reaches 20,000, so probably another year or two before we get to 20,000, then there's a five-year window in which you have to make the move. So if you're going to be graduating college in 2 years and maybe considering moving somewhere at that point, that's well within that five-year window for the Free State Project. So I think that, I mean, would you all agree? He definitely would qualify.
It's time to sign.
Yeah, so if you're serious about it, Drew, then please go to Free State Project.
And if your life changes in 6 years or something like that, and New Hampshire isn't in the cards, it's not like we send out anarcho-capitalist thugs to beat you up and drag you here.
Right. It's a statement of intent, and intents can change, and certainly you can always unsign or simply ignore it. But, again, appreciate your time, man. Thanks for listening. Glad that the show worked out for you, and hope to hear from you again. 855-450-FREEZE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think there are a lot of people out there like that who have heard about the Free State Project or some of the things happening up here and excited about the idea of coming together with liberty-minded folks, but they just haven't taken the time to actually go to the website and sign up at freestateproject.org. We're 12 signers away from 14,000 tonight.
Yeah, tonight's the night to do it because, you know, they'll bump the Free State Project right up over 14,000, which is a big number.
And numbers make a difference. They matter to people. Some people might be waiting. You know, they might have said to themselves, well, I'm going to sign up, but I'm going to wait and see how many people sign up first. I'm going to wait till 17,000 or 15,000 or whatever arbitrary number, you know, they came up with that would make them feel comfortable.
And then they probably forgot about it. So they're going to miss the number that they were looking for anyway. The best time to do it is now.
Absolutely. So back to the top 10 pranks, Julia.
Yes.
This is the April Fool's pranks.
Yes, they're specifically on April Fool's, and it seems that their measurement is simply like the largest amount of people that have been fooled.
People who were duped. Okay.
Right. So because all of these pranks have involved like hundreds and thousands of people in an entire city being tricked. Number 7. In 1860, people throughout London received the following invitation. Tower of London, admit bearer and friend to view annual ceremony of washing the white lions on Sunday, April 1st, 1860. Admittance only at the White Gate. By noon, a large crowd had gathered outside the tower. They were disappointed to find out that lions hadn't been kept in the tower for centuries, let alone white lions. So, I don't get that. Maybe that's some sort of, like, folklore, English folklore, like white lions in this tower, because I don't get that.
No, I don't know.
Joke. I don't know.
These do tend to be, seem to be more British-oriented.
This one's
cranks.
From America.
Okay.
Number 6, Burger King published a full-page advertisement in the USA Today in 1998. The advertisement announced a new item on their menu, the left-handed Whopper. Especially designed for the 32 million left-handed Americans, the new burger included the same ingredients as the original Whopper, but all the condiments were rotated 180 degrees.
On a round sandwich.
Thousands of customers went into the restaurant to request the new sandwich, while many others requested their own right-handed version.
I wonder how many of the clerks at Burger King were actually aware of this prank. And how many had no idea, and they had all these customers coming in asking for this menu item that they didn't know existed.
Where's the button for that?
Yeah. What? A left-handed burger? So just the miscommunications, I think, that could have gone on would have been pretty entertaining.
Yes. 5. On April 1st in 1972, newspaper headlines around the world announced the dead body of the Loch Ness Monster had been found.
Nessie.
A team of zoologists from Yorkshire's Flamingo Park Zoo, who were at Loch Ness searching for proof of Nessie's existence, had discovered the carcass floating in the water the day before. Initial reports claimed it weighed a ton and a half, and was 15 and a half feet long. Upon inspection, Nessie turned out to be a bull elephant seal. The zoo's education officer, John Shields...
So they really did have a body of something.
They had some sort of body.
I see.
Yes. John Shields confessed that he had been responsible for placing the body in the lock. The seal had died a week before, and he shaved off its whiskers, patted its cheeks with stones, and kept it frozen for a week before dumping it in the lock. The seal's body was displayed at Flamingo Park Zoo for a few days before being properly disposed of. That's a lot of effort.
Indeed.
Good prank.
Freezing a body.
855-453, the toll-free
number.
Where do
you freeze an elephant seal body?
You can take control of the airwaves here. More on the way. Hour 3's next. Tell us your favorite prank. Doesn't have to be this year. It's Free Talk Live.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.